Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Sunday, the Ideas section of the Boston Globe made a bold move and put out a mock front page pointedly designed to show how a Trump presidency might look a year from now in headlines. Headlines like deportations to begin, markets sink as trade war looms, and U.S. soldiers refuse orders to kill ISIS families. Well, where does this go? You can join us on air or online. What do you make of the Globe's view of Donald Trump's America, of publishing a satirical front page like this? 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK is our number. Joining me now from Boston is Kathleen Kingsbury, deputy managing editor of the Boston Globe's editorial page, editor of the paper's ideas section. She won a Pulitzer last year for distinguished editorial writing. You can link to the Globe's Sunday editorial, "The GOP Must Stop Trump," at our website, onpointradio.org. Kathleen Kingsbury, welcome back to On Point.
Hi, Tom.
Why did you do this, madam?
We did this really as an exercise in taking Donald Trump at his word. And frankly, his vision of America promises to be as appalling in real life as it is in black and white on the page. We wanted readers to see some of the policy proposals that he is pledging to enact in the White House, what the logical conclusions of that were.
And let's just go through some of those. So your big headline is deportations to begin. President Trump calls for tripling of ICE force, you know, the immigration forces. Riots continue. Where do you imagine riots a year from now?
In the story itself, we discuss riots outside of the White House, outside the old post office building in D.C. But in reality, we're actually talking about riots in all cities. If Americans start seeing their neighbors hauled out of their houses, put on buses, sent to deportation camps, we suspect that most Americans will be troubled by that and will, unite to stop the president.
So let's just go in each of these, what you base this on. So, you know, Donald Trump is out today saying this is stupid, this is worthless. We'll hear that. But you've looked at his statements on the trail. You've got a huge banner headline here. You're imagining the future. What's the basis for this headline?
The basis of this headline is some of the language that Donald Trump has used in many of his speeches over time. We also have looked at his website and we've considered who his advisors are. And the reality is in all of these stories, we often use Donald Trump's words verbatim. And so the fact that he has called it stupid is essentially calling some of his own proposals stupid. And we think that, you know, this is really interesting because, frankly, we've also heard from some of his supporters who say, actually, this front page is the America that we want. This is, this is what we hope Donald Trump accomplishes. So someone is misinformed in this.
They can't want everything that's on this front page. The drop head here under the big banner, another subject says market sink as trade war looms. And the lead that you've got there, imagined again, this is a mock front page from a year from now that the Boston Globe put out as a kind of exercise in literal imagining Trump statements on the campaign trail made manifest in a Trump presidency's. Worldwide stocks plunged again Friday, completing the worst month on record as trade wars with both China and Mexico seem imminent. Justify that imagining, Kathleen.
Sure, of course. I mean, once again, I want to make sure that it's clear that this is political satire, but it is based in fact. And so we spoke with economists, policy analysts, we consulted business people. And what we heard is that if Donald Trump raises tariffs on China and Mexico the way that he is pledging, that we will see a trade war. And what that trade war looks like for most Americans is higher prices at the grocery store, at the gas pump, when they go to buy clothes for their children, on any goods that are produced in China and Mexico.
So there's another imagined future. And then we get into really, really tough stuff. U.S. soldiers refuse orders to kill ISIS families. Again, I want to make very clear, this is a satirical or a mock headline from an imagined future where Donald Trump is president. The Boston Globe's putting this out. Trump says it's stupid. And the lead here, the military faces a, quote, crisis of good order and discipline. Pentagon officials said yesterday, after days of widespread unrest in the ranks over White House orders to kill relatives of ISIS militants. They got more protests were planned in support of two Army Special Forces soldiers who disobeyed direct orders to kill everyone in an ISIS compound. It sounds, well, we remember Donald Trump saying, I heard him say, you've got to do it. You've got to kill the families.
Yes, absolutely. And the reaction to that from Pentagon officials, from the CIA, from, you know, generals in the Army was, our soldiers will not do that. They will not follow this order. So what happens when you have a military that frankly does not have faith in their commander-in-chief and will not follow his orders? It's the disorder that we describe in that article.
Barbara in London, Kentucky. Barbara, you're on here with the Boston Globe Deputy Managing Editor. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, and thank you. Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just heard a comment, and I can't recall the exact thing, but it had to do with the military refusing an order from, you know.
That's right, to kill ISIS families. This is imagined.
Yeah.
What do you think?
And I find this very offensive and a slap in the face to our military that even something like that would even be, you know, hypothetically put out there. My son is a member of the military, and I highly respect our military through all the ages, and I think that the reason that this country is a great and holds the position of leadership that they did hold. And I just find this to me is unconscionable. That the Boston Globe would even put that out there.
To even imagine it. Let me ask you, Barbara, because Donald Trump has said on the campaign trail that, you know, to get ISIS to stand down, to get their attention, to get them to stop and retreat, we may need to kill family members. Now, do you think Americans, following orders is very important in the military? I entirely agree. But do you think American soldiers should or would kill family members of ISIS leaders?
I think where he's coming from on that is because even with ISIS, some family members are, you know, they are part of ISIS, and they, you know, they may not, you know, be wearing the suicide vest, but they're contributing, and who knows, you know, who's doing what.
What if they were young children, Barbara? Just asking you.
To do this. I think this is just a bunch of hypothetical, to even say that our military would refuse an order that would probably never even be put out there. But, you know, we've got to do something to stop ISIS. Do you know any other presidential candidate that has any plan to stop ISIS? If you do, I'd like for this to be a part of your program. You tell me about it.
Barbara, I appreciate your call. Kathleen Kingsbury. These are hypothetical. What are you doing hanging them on even a mock front page here? And it's insulting for the Boston Globe to suggest that the U.S. military members might refuse orders.
I think when you're talking about killing civilians, because that's what most of these families are, women and children who have no choice on whether or not they are part of the ISIS movement, that's a war crime. And that's what Donald Trump is advocating for. And so we've heard from military officials, Michael Hayden, who have said, absolutely not. We will not follow these orders.
Here's Trump responding at a rally in Rochester, New York, yesterday to the work of Kathleen Kingsbury and her colleagues at the Boston Globe.
How about that stupid Boston Globe? It's worthless. Sold for $1. Did you see that story? The whole front page, they made up a story that Trump, they pretended Trump is the president. And they made up the whole front page is a make-believe story, which is really no different from the whole paper for the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing is not.
Donald Trump going hammer and tongs at the Boston Globe in reaction there. What about Trump's response, Kathleen?
You know, we really weren't surprised. I mean, is anyone surprised that that's the reaction that he has? You know, it's more kind of empty rhetoric and very few details. That said, we made sure that the Trump campaign had received several copies of this this front page. In fact, almost 100 copies of the front page, so that he had a chance to respond. And we really didn't know what to expect, but we feel really pleased. We stand by our editorial, and we feel really really pleased that we've sparked a conversation and that we hope that Trump's comments will just further that conversation.
Marina in Woodbury, Connecticut. Marina, you're on the air. Thank you for calling. What do you think?
Hi, Thomas. I loved the Boston Globe's article. I read every single one on the page. I felt like, you know, they're taking Donald Trump's statements and they're putting them into, you know, a context of reality. I don't think that the article on, like, the military refusing that order is rude to the military at all. I feel like that is the moral road to go. You know, I would never want our military to kill innocent women and children. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was considered a war crime. And, you know, I wouldn't want to see my neighbors taken from their homes either.
What do you think about a serious news organization trafficking in imagined future things that they can't know for sure are ever going to happen, even if it's done in a mock way? Is that an appropriate role for a substantial newspaper?
Well, I'm pretty sure she said, like, yeah, they've, you know, said it's satirical, but they're based in facts. They've consulted, you know, economists, and they've taken Donald Trump's words as his plans, not that he's really given us any policy answer.
But take the man at his word, you say, and I guess the Globe has, in a way, done that. But then they've imagined something. Donald Trump calls it stupid. We're looking at all that. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Marina, thanks for your call. Let's go to Scott in Urbandale, Iowa. Scott, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Just a quick comment on the soldier issue. You know, it's hypothetical, of course.
Yep.
And your guest said it was war crimes to target civilians. Yet, why is there not an outcry on all the civilian deaths with these drone attacks? I mean, that's been in the thousands of people, hasn't it? Isn't that a little hypocritical? You know, they're not doing this with any other candidate. You know, I'm a 50-ish white male middle class.
Okay.
And he is the only man who's at least throwing some ideas out there. You know, all the other politicians, you know, the ones I've seen in 35 years of following this, they talk a lot on the campaign trail, and then it poof, goes away as soon as they get in the office.
Scott, you raise an interesting point there. Yep, I appreciate your call, Scott. Kathleen, how about it? I mean, we know that the Obama administration has ramped drone attacks up very substantially, and we know that there have been significant civilian deaths from those attacks, including women and children. Why don't you have a whole page devoted to Obama's drone policy and civilian deaths there?
Well, Tom, as you know well, the editorial page every day comments on politics and news events. We've certainly commented on the Obama administration's drone policy in the past. We have looked at, you know, so many elements. We've actually, in fact, this is our fourth anti-Donald Trump editorial that we've written. We endorsed John Kasich in the February New Hampshire primary. So this is just really one way that we are doing our jobs. We are commenting on the news through opinion, through editorial, to get people talking about what the future of America looks like under Donald Trump in the White House.
Are you going to do, Scott asked from Iowa, are you going to do a page like this on other candidates? Are you going to imagine a Ted Cruz or Hillary Clinton or a Bernie Sanders reality imagined a year from now? I don't know. You can imagine making up some incendiary headlines around those, around emails or corporations saying they're leaving America. Or you could do it, will you?
Sure. We still have a long time leading up to the election in November, and I think time will tell. We're still on this story, and we're still reporting it out. And, you know, we don't have plans for that right now, but I wouldn't rule it out.
You've got one of the targets here, or headlines, is new libel law targets absolute scum in the press. And this is Donald Trump he's called the press scum, and he's talked about vaguely, though, but has talked about how libel laws ought to be changed. Do you worry as a journalist that in a Trump administration you might not have the freedom, or you would feel under some legal threat if you drafted a page like this?
Well, certainly. We think that Donald Trump, what he espouses is curtailing the freedom of press that we enjoy here in the United States. And, you know, again, we're trying to have a conversation here, a discussion, and anything that would curtail that or stop that is something that we find deeply troubling.
Justice in Dayton, Ohio. Justice, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on the issue of the military refusing orders. I'm enlisted in the military now, and we took an oath to uphold the lawful orders of the president and the officers appointed over us, but the operative word is lawful, and the orders that Donald Trump is talking about are decidedly unlawful, so we are duty-bound to refuse those orders.
And you understand that as your duty as a military man. What do you think of the Boston Globe putting it out there as imagining that and talking about the military refusing those orders? Does it upset you? Does it help you think about, or others think about, politics, do you think?
It doesn't upset me in the slightest. I do wish that news sources in general would stick to reporting the news and not so much commenting on it. But as a member of the military, no, I'm not offended or upset by what the Boston Globe ran.
You clearly know what the law is when it comes to military and orders, and I appreciate your call, Justice. Kathleen, what do you make of the response to all this? There's been quite a lot all across the country here. And yet, you know, I mean, the things you've got here, they're very eye-catching, but they certainly come from the meat of Mr. Trump's comments over time.
Yes, what we've seen over the last few months is a really toxic mix of violent intimidation, hostility to criticism, explicit scapegoating of minorities, especially based on religion, and we see a political movement taking hold that support those ideas.
What do you say to Americans who say
we really find appalling?
But listen to Scott. He's saying he's going for solutions that we need and nobody else is addressing them. We want him.
Oh, we just simply disagree.
Well, pretty effectively this time, at least in terms of drawing attention to what an imagined Trump presidency might look like. Full page in the Boston Globe. Deportations to Begin as the lead headline. You can link to that, their editorial, at our website, onpointradio.org. Kathleen Kingsbury is deputy managing editor of the Globe's editorial page and editor of the Ideas section. Kathleen, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.